quality journalism, dedicated reporting, and unbiased coverage. Al Jazeera America.
Al Jazeera America, the cable and satellite news channel, is coming to an end. The company's CEO, Al Anstey, told employees yesterday that the three-year-old news organization will close its doors in April. He explained the decision by saying, quote, "Our business model is simply not sustainable in light of the economic challenges in the U.S. media marketplace." NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik is with us from New York with more on this. Hi, David.
Hey, Jeremy.
And a lot of people are pointing to oil prices, trying to figure out what happened here. When Al Jazeera America launched in 2013, and this is Qatar, the nation of Qatar owns this network, oil prices were around $100 a barrel. Now they're down around $30 a barrel. Does that have something to do with the collapse of the network?
Sure. I mean, this is all to do with the largesse of the ruling family of Qatar, and their fortunes are based on oil and gas prices, more or less. You know, there had been talk about needs to make some significant cuts throughout the family of networks in the Al Jazeera Media Company. And it appears as though they just decided to take a hatchet to Al Jazeera America and save the rest of what they do, you know, their vast network of Al Jazeera Arabic as well as their Al Jazeera English network, and save those from cuts as well. So, you know, this seems to be them. They're biting a bullet. But, you know, this must have been accelerated. This must have been accentuated by, of course, what happened with those prices.
Well, we know that they had some great people. We've had them on the show many times. Ali Velshi and Ray Suarez and Femi Oke were all at Al Jazeera America. But what did they do journalistically? How was the journalism?
Well, the promise was that they were going to do something different than what they thought of as the corporate media, that they would look at unpleasant truths, certainly from at times an outsider point of view, looking at class tensions and disparities, looking at the questions of race and identity and ethnicity and things that they felt that cable TV and all their shout fests and chat fests weren't willing to do. And also they said, you know, they really wanted to focus on reporting. And they hired a lot of really good people. If you think of colleagues, former colleagues of ours like John Hendren, Jamie McIntyre joined as an anchor there, a longtime Pentagon reporter for CNN, looking at established journalists to give them the running room to do deeper in-depth reporting. And they won a lot of awards doing it.
But nobody watched.
It was just a tiny, tiny fraction. I mean, they paid $500 million to acquire the remnants of current cable TV as a way of ensuring they'd have a footprint. And yet, you know, they did in maybe 40% of households around the country, maybe a little less. And yet they got maybe, you know, 54,000 during peak primetime hours viewers. That's just not sustainable. The guy talked about the question of the financial model. There wasn't really a financial model other than largesse.
And meanwhile, Al Jazeera's parent company is expanding its digital operations. What are the plans there?
Well, I think this is both the way of the future for all media companies. They have to be present, but it's also a way to leverage, you know, what they have, significant international reporting and expertise and assets to reach American news consumers in a different way, a less expensive way, and a way that they can maybe have more of an impact. What the Emirate really wanted was to have some sort of influence abroad, be seen to be influential far beyond their tiny size. And if they can do it, they're going to do it through a digital way. They sure didn't do it on TV.
NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik on the end of Al Jazeera America. David, thank you.
You bet.